Well, I just want to talk about just a moment that balance that does it's never ending, continue to give me great, great gifts as I continue to be willing and surrender just this disease to what it takes. And that is for me to have a plan to do the work. And my personal favorite, talk to God. And that's what the balance allows me to have. And, you know, even pilots have a checklist. And that's actually for me what steps 4 through 9 are. Their checklist to prepare us to fly freely. There are surrendering to do the work. And so in my balance, to just give you a brief, I want to talk about my first sponsor, the mean one. The mean one that saved my life. Now, is that an oxymoron of something? I don't know. Maybe a little bit. Definitely a little bit. A lot. This person spoke to me from my higher power for about a year and a half, 2 years, maybe 3. Got to look at my books and my journaling. But she helped me with my physical recovery. She was she did the meal plan as well. She allowed me, because of my 30 years of yo-yo dieting and having some real physical issues, to go to a nutritionist and a doctor and work with them. And if I had questions in that regard, she would say, ask the professional. So she just completely divorced herself from those pieces. But after she said, ask the professional, oh my gosh, she asked me what the professional said.
Oh.
I know. So then I had to come back and have an answer. I had to follow through. That was a huge piece of the balance. Follow through. Do the work, follow through. And there was an issue that came up between us. Actually, it was when I went to visit the darling grandchildren. And I didn't call her on the days that I had committed to call her. And she said, you know, right now I have a lot of sponsees. And you can work your program, and there are other sponsors that can work with you. And maybe they're going to be a better fit for you right now. And she dropped me. She dropped me. This person that thought, oh man, I think I'm kind of getting a little bit, dropped me. Well, I went into my first meeting without her being my sponsor. And this was a huge meeting at that time in Tacoma. Very, very well attended. Olympia would come up, strong recovery. And there was strong recovery in Tacoma. And it was like going, it was truly going home. It was beautiful. That's where we did this. It was the Serenity Prayer. Or the third step. It was gorgeous. I walk in and I thought, well, other people know me and I've been here for a while. And, you know, I'm sure that they'll be nice to me. And, you know, and I walked in and no one spoke to me. Yeah. So what happened in my head? Oh, nobody likes me. I don't think this is working. I don't know about this. You know that shit? Oh, Darren, we recorded that. I'm so sorry. But I went in and I sat down and I thought, nobody spoke. Meeting about ready to begin. I thought, you know what? I've had it with these people. I'm getting out of here. And I stood up. And I had this voice in my head that said, sit back down. This is the first time you have had a chance, an opportunity, a gift to surrender to the solution that will save your life. And I sat down. That's it. I'm done.
for being.